The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
As you know, executive chef at Amantara, the Marker in Dublin, and at Forbes Street Restaurant, and co-host with Gary O'Hanlon of the podcast Dishing It Out, you have decided on dessert for Christmas.
Yeah, and I'm actually in next week as well on Christmas Eve, so I'll talk about just the run into Christmas next week. But really, the dessert is one, I think, where a lot of people don't make desserts at home, but on Christmas Day, they feel they have to. So I'm giving you three different desserts, and there's different levels of skill set with each one. Mm-hmm. One is a must for me, and it's a trifle. I think it's the only time of year, actually, I really have trifle as a Christmas scent. And the little difference to my trifle is that I use a panettone as the sponge. So panettone is that delicious Italian Christmas cake. It's like a brioche cake with fruit in it. So the one I'm giving you is a Christmas trifle with panettone, cherries, vanilla and mascarpone. So what you're going to need for that is a panettone. If you can't get one, sponge fingers or sponge does the job. You need 400 grams of pitted cherries. Try not to use fresh fruit in your when you're making a trifle, because the enzymes in the fresh fruit, sometimes the jelly won't set. So really? If you are using fresh fruit, you have to poach the fruit first. So that's a little trick. You need 100 mils or even a wee bit more of sherry that you're going to drizzle over the panettone to give it that little alcohol kick. Couple of strawberry jellies. They're the ones, the Shivers ones or whatever. 400 mils of cream, 2 egg whites, 200 grams of sugar, some vanilla, some mascarpone, some shop-bought custard. I actually like the shop-bought custard in this. And a little bit of dark chocolate for grating. So the first thing you're going to do is make the jelly. Follow the instructions on the packet, but it's 400 mils of boiling water, couple of packets of jelly. And then you just top it up with the rest of the water.
Imagine there are people who don't know how to make jelly.
No, I know. I'm sure there isn't, but look, just follow the instructions. It's easy enough to make. Then you want to make the mascarpone. This is about the most technical part of this recipe. So you put the mascarpone into the bottom of a bowl and you give it a good whisk. And then I want you to whip the cream in a separate bowl with the vanilla and the rest of the sugar. And then in another bowl, you mix the egg whites together. So you have three bowls.
Ingredient.
It sounds like a lot of hassle, but what you're trying to do is you're kind of making like a mousse. And then what you're going to do, when you have the egg whites whipped up to soft, they're nice and light and airy, you're going to add in the 100 grams of sugar, continue. So you basically made a meringue. Mm-hmm. And then you fold that meringue into the mascarpone. And then you fold the cream into the mascarpone and the meringue mix. So you've made this light vanilla mousse.
Okay.
And that really is just going to elevate your meringue up, or your custard up a little bit. Your trifle up a little bit. And then it's assembly time. So in the bottom, you put in the chopped up panettone, drizzle it really well with the sherry, add in the jelly, pop it into the fridge, let it set, then a layer of custard, and then you put on that wonderful vanilla mousse on the top, bang it in the fridge, and if you don't put hundreds and thousands on the top of it, then I don't want to talk to you, because you have to have hundreds.
Now that's dessert number one. What one do you want to do next?
The next one I'll do is again, is easy enough, and I think it probably scare a lot of people, but it's a Christmas pudding baked Alaska, salted caramel ice cream and brandy custard. You have a spoon there and you're about to jump into it. So on the bottom, you've got some custard, then you've got some vanilla ice or some salted caramel or vanilla ice cream. And the only thing you're really going to make here is the meringue. So for this, you need, it's delicious, isn't it? I can tell by your face that you like the taste of it. So you need a Christmas pudding.
That's a given.
Christmas pudding first, and then you need a tub of salted caramel ice cream or whatever ice cream you want, and a tub of shop-bought vanilla custard that I want you to throw a little splash of brandy into. And then the only technical part here is the meringue. So you need 3 egg whites, 175 grams of sugar, and a tablespoon of just regular vinegar. Portion out your ice cream balls and get a plate. Put a piece of parchment paper and do 6 or 8 balls of ice cream, depending on how many you're feeding, and then pop that into the freezer on Christmas Eve. Leave it in there, the balls of ice cream. Then I want you to portion out your Christmas pudding. So you've seen there, I've cut them into little squares or rolled them into little balls. Do that the day before, leave them in the fridge or on the counter. And then the custard, the day before, splash of custard in with your splash of brandy in with your custard, leave it in the fridge. And then on Christmas Day, you're going to make the meringue. So if you have an electric whisk, this is where you're going to use it. You whisk up the egg whites to stiff peaks. Then you put in the sugar and whisk it again. And you've made this glossy meringue. And then a tiny little bit of vinegar in the end. And into a piping bag or onto a bowl. Now the last little thing then is assembly. So custard on the bottom, Christmas pudding, ice cream on top of that. And then a big dollop of that meringue. And if you have a little blowtorch, you blowtorch the top. That's how I...
To brown the top.
To brown the top. If you don't, you just heat your grill up till it's really hot and you hold the dessert under there for a second. The top of the meringue gets scorched. Your house smells of caramel. Happy Christmas.
And you look like a pro.
You look like a pro. If you have the blowtorch, you're really going to impress all
now,
your
guests. Now, the third one, chocolate fondant with mixed berry compote, salted caramel ice cream. Now, fondant, tricky?
This is a little bit more tricky, right? Because this is a baked dessert that you're going to bake after you've had your main course and you've cleaned down, right? So, but you can make the fondants on the... You can make them this weekend and they'll sit in your fridge until Christmas Day. So what you're going to need here is 50 grams of melted butter. That's to brush the little ramekins. So you need a little small ramekin. That's where you're going to pipe this chocolate fudge that I'm going to teach you how to make. You need some cocoa powder for dusting and then 200 grams of dark chocolate, 200 grams of butter, 200 grams of golden caster sugar, 4 eggs, 4 egg yolks and some plain flour. To make the meringue, or to make the fondant mix, what I want you to first of all do is get the ramekins ready. So melt the butter and you brush the ramekins using the brush strokes up the sides because this is going to rise when it's in the oven. So you brush it all with butter, making sure you're doing upstrokes, and then you put the cocoa into one, put it all around into the next one, and then your ramekins are ready for when you make the mousse. The next part is you're going to put a bowl over some barely simmering water. Add in the 200 grams of chocolate and the 200 grams of butter, and you're going to mix them together until they melt, and then they're nice and smooth. You leave them for a couple of minutes to let them let it cool slightly, and then in another bowl, you're going to whisk your eggs and your egg yolks together with the golden caster sugar until it looks like a pale cream. So what you're trying to do here is get some air into it and it leave a trail. I think I've spoken about this before. When you're whisking it, if you do the figure eight, if it sits at the top of
then
it,
you're fine.
It's ready. It's ready to go. Then you're going to fold in the flour into that egg mix and beat them all together. Then you're going to pour in the melted sugar and butter mix and whisk it all together. So it'll go from being a yellowy colour to now being a chocolatey colour. And now it's ready. Pop that into a piping bag and you're going to pipe that cake mix into each one of the ramekins about three quarters of the way up the tin.
Because it is going to puff up.
It'll puff up. It won't go like a souffle, but will come up a little bit. And the key with these is really that you want to cook them till they're three quarters of the way cooked, because the whole thing with the chocolate fondant is when your guest breaks into it, the middle of it is molding and all that chocolate spills out onto the plate. And then that's it. Leave them in the fridge. When it's time to, after dinner, take them out of the fridge about 20 minutes before you're going to cook them, and you're going to pop them into a preheated oven at 180 degrees to 10 to 12 minutes. Take them, carefully take them out of the oven. With the ramekin, you're just going to use a cloth and pop the chocolate mousse or the chocolate fondant straight onto a plate. Dust them with a little ice and sugar.
And they should come away clean.
They'll fall straight out, and then you can't undercook them. They'll be too soft. Like, they need to have the texture of a cake. But really, when you break into them, I promise you, if you have chocolate lovers in the house, they'll absolutely love this.
And served with?
I'm serving them with some mixed berries and some ice cream. You could serve them with a bit of whipped cream. The berries is just a few frozen berries, a little bit of sugar. I mix it together the day before. All of these recipes will be going up on my Instagram between now and Christmas. So there's videos on how to do it.
Very good. And you'll be with us on Christmas Eve and you're going to talk us through...
I'll just talk through about the countdown. Ready. Just making sure your side orders are ready and your potatoes are crispy and all that sort of
stuff. Oh, very good. Gareth Mullins, Executive Chef at Annantara The Marker. Thank you very much for joining us.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.